This week, the DA in the Eastern Cape convened our first provincial council meeting of 2026 to discuss the roadmap ahead of the local government elections at the end of this year. As we approach these elections, the provincial council committed to growing across the Eastern Cape and winning a number of municipalities, including a majority in Nelson Mandela Bay and the Coga municipality. Our public representatives and activists will be on the ground working hard with residents in their corner, fighting for them every day to bring change to Eastern Cape municipalities in the local election. The Provincial Council also acknowledged the incredible bravery and sacrifice of the firefighters in Coga municipality under the leadership of Mayor Hutton Borman, who did an extraordinary job in dealing with that crisis. We further honoured the legacy of party stalwart Errol Moorcroft, who passed away earlier this month and who served as a Member of Parliament for the Progressive Federal Party, the Democratic Party and the Democratic Alliance across three decades. He also served as the party's federal chairperson of the DP in the 1990s. We reflected on a positive 2025 where the DA in the Eastern Cape achieved a number of results, positive results, including the SRC, winning the SRC elections at the Nelson Mandela University, retaining our wards under incredible pressure in the northern areas and the Coga municipality, and growing our support in the Makana municipality, where we grew our support from 1.5% in the last local elections to 26.5% in the by-election last year. The DA is a party that is growing across the Eastern Cape. We are incredibly grateful to the support of our supporters and the support of our public representatives and members across the Eastern Cape. The DA is the only party that can offer this province municipal governments that will work and a brighter future for all. Together, we can get the Eastern Cape working again.